Hey, this morning we've been talking about dating out of your league, as we were inspired by an article in Men's Health that said a variety of different things. You know, go ahead and date out of your league. You know, you can find women. There's some ways to do it. And one of them is approach a woman. Approach a hot woman because, well, chances are she's not getting approached by anybody.
Until after this show.
Yeah, now we're running it for everyone who had a pair, as one of our lady callers had earlier. Yeah, and two of our female callers were talking about how, yeah, that is true. They actually verified that claim. One of the ones that we are more skeptical of. So what do you think as far as dating out of the league? Is that something that is a little bit more attainable than guys might think? Or even if there's a vice versa approach on this, you know, guys dating for girls who are a little bit below their standards. Well, we'll go ahead and hear that opinion as well. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
I just see like a group of girls talking together. I just like walk by a couple times, and I normally wait, tell a girl I don't want to talk to is alone, away from her group.
Uh-huh.
Because usually, like if you approach a girl with a bunch of friends, they all like laugh if you get rejected, so that way you're alone.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. That way, there's only her to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then...
Oh, go ahead.
If you see some other of her friends that... Like, her friend has a friend that she brought, and you, like, want to go after her, they'd never laughed at you, and they know that you're not stupid.
There you go. You got all the bases covered, man. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. 539-9750 or 238-0975 on dating out of your league. Go ahead.
There's so many men today... are just like, oh, I'm so scared of them saying no. Oh, I'm so scared. Well, if you never ask them or never go up to them, in the end, that's just the same as them saying no, because you just have the guilt of not going up there. And if you ask them, then there is a chance that they're going to say yes. And I just wanted to say that, because a lot of men out there think they're tough, okay, but that's just one of the things in life that they got to face. And if they can't face it, hey, they're not a man.
Yep. Get ready for ugly children.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Yeah.
Hey there, what do you think about dating out of your league?
Hey, man, this is your boy, A. Fair from Salina. Remember I gave you the little thing about Britney Spears and five kids? But anyway, check this out, man. It don't matter if you got some paper in your pocket, man, and you ain't broke, ain't no woman out your league, man. Only the broke people should feel that way, man, because if you got money, you can probably have any girl you want to have. If you broke, you have ugly. If you got paper, you got whatever.
Now, that actually brings up a good point, because also in this Men's Health article, it says, hey, you don't have to have cash as long as you keep her intellectually stimulated, like take dance classes with her and stuff like that. You don't think
that? You got to have paper to pay for the dance classes.
That's true, you don't need as much, you know, paper to, like, you can... If you go out to eat every night at a nice place and you're dropping, you know, $100 a night doing that, you can burn through that a lot quicker. If you buy dance lessons, hey, that can last you for a while. Not as much bang at your buck. How would be the rest?
Okay, listen, though. Look, you see a lot of these doctors and weirdo-looking guys got some bad prod. Because they got paper, man. Then you see these ugly dudes with nobody, with no money, nobody. And then you see doctors, lawyers, chiropractors. They all got money. And you look at their wives, I'm like, dang. I'm like, look at these little weirdos. They went to school for like 10 years. They get out. They look dorky. But look at their wife. I'm like, there's no way. It's because of that paper. Financial stability plays a major role.
That's a good. There are some money chasers. Yeah, sure. I mean, they're not all like that, right?
Okay, give me a majority. I say out of the women, 75%. After that paper.
75% of women are after a guy with money?
Right. If you broke and can't offer them nothing, I mean, what they want you for?
Yard work?
Yeah, manual labor, I don't know.
I mean, man, I don't think there's many chicks out there who want a guy who works a 8 or 9 hour paying dollar a job and brings home $300 or $400 every week. I mean, what they gonna do? That's only the cable and electric. Then what you got to offer me?
Yeah.
What we gonna eat?
Not even dance classes.
Exactly.
Hey, man, thanks for calling today.
No problem.
See you. Aneurysm. 539-9750 or 238-0975. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. We're talking about this Men's Health article, talking about how to date out of your league, and we're saying, how possible is this? How many times does it happen? Because, everybody's walked by a couple and gone, whoa!
What?
She's hot. Is that her cousin with her? What? They're dating? Oh. What do you think?
There ain't nobody outside the league, man. My wife's an ex-model. I weigh 235 pounds. I'm a huge fat ass. No one's outside the league.
When did you marry her, though? Were you still...
I married her in 2002.
Were you as giant then or not?
I weighed 265 pounds then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, met her in college.
So what do you think? What made you approach her in the first place?
Actually, you know what? I didn't approach her. She approached me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just guys act cool all the damn time. Too often.
Wait, was she drunk or?
No, she was perfectly sober.
Wow, man.
All you gotta do is be yourself.
Yeah?
Chicks don't like fake guys.
Where'd you meet her at?
I met her in Idaho back at a junior college.
Oh, so in like class or something?
No, actually, I was standing up on a couch making fun of a gay guy, and she came in. She was a friend of mine.
She goes, a homophobe. Huh, I'm going to talk to him.
Oh, he was a gay cowboy. You have to make